AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Labour lawyer Michael Bagrum is calling on the government to improve food safety measures in spaza shops. There have been numerous cases of people, particularly children, falling ill from suspected poisoning after consuming food bought from local outlets. 23 learners have been hospitalised, with several of them having died. Bagrum says something needs to be done about health and safety.
The reality is that the inspectors are spending too much time on other stuff as opposed to looking at the quality of the food, at the health and safety. They're looking at things like employment equity, which helps no one. A message must go out to the Department of Employment and Labour to call for the inspectors to actually look at what affects the people.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube says delivering good quality education is a shared responsibility. She outlined her five priorities at a business event with the private sector in Johannesburg this morning. Improved literacy and numeracy across all phases of schooling tops her list.
So the first one is obviously in making sure that equality early child learning is injected into the system, that it forms part of a strong foundation, because we believe that we will be able to fix the literacy and numeracy problem if we do it like that.
Gwagube says the department also wants to expand the curriculum for special needs schools and prioritize teacher development.
We absolutely cannot leave our teachers behind, and we run the risk if we only focus on our learners, making sure that they're fit for the digital age, for the 21st century, making sure that we are teaching our learners robotics and coding. But if we are not making sure that we're developing the teacher, we are not going to achieve what we want to achieve.
And the Kremlin has denied a U.S. media report that Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump spoke on the phone last week about the war in Ukraine. The Washington Post yesterday reported that Trump told Putin not to inflame the conflict. It claimed Trump reminded Putin of Washington's large military foothold in Europe. But Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says the report is simply false information. Trump said during his presidential campaign that he would end the fighting within hours and indicated he would talk directly with Putin. The Russian president has demanded Ukraine withdraw from swathes of its eastern and southern territory as a precondition to peace talks. And following Trump's election, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned there should be no concessions to Putin, saying that would only embolden the Kremlin and lead to more aggression. There's a yellow level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy downpours, excessive lightning and large amounts of small hail expected over the western parts of KZN from this afternoon until early tomorrow morning. Durban, a high of 20, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 22. The top story, Labour lawyer Michael Bagrum is calling on the government to improve food safety measures in spaza shops. There have been numerous cases of people, particularly children, falling ill after consuming food bought from local outlets. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.